biscuit crumbs.
A lot of rustling going
on. Sorry, there's biscuit crumbs. Go.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Sunil Patel's solo podcast. Why is Sunil drinking iced coffee? I'm drinking a year-old can of iced coffee that I left at Harriet's house, her old house, over a year ago, and you've moved it to this new house.
Moved since then, yeah.
And I've been here countless times, and this is the first time you've given it to me and made me have it.
Yeah, I just remembered.
So I'm having it now.
Yeah, lovely. That was disgusting.
Went down the wrong pipe.
Oh, dear. Welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying? Sunil's got his coffee. And we're joined by a special guest. Please say hello to Andrew Nolan, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
It was just you, so you're the only one that could say hello. That was quite sweet, though.
Also, new background. New
setup. It's all go. Andrew's been really helping us set up our studio. So hopefully, does this sound good? I think people probably heard you drink that coffee. Like that slurp was probably very clear. Just when people don't want it. Oh, Sunil.
Wow.
Why did you wait? You had this whole time. You could have drank it and you literally waited until we started.
I'm just making extra work for Elliot to edit.
Elliot's got his head in his hands. Sunil.
Can we clip this up for the socials?
I hate this.
Hopefully you didn't pick up that, but Elliot was saying how much he loved it. Yeah. I like the new setup. I don't yet feel completely comfortable in it. Just getting used to all the different
things. It feels unnatural, you being in the middle.
I feel exposed. I don't like it. I'm a defensive posture. So Elliot's back. So after the disaster of me being in charge of the videos for the last two episodes, Elliot's finally back. So I feel a bit more relaxed that way. But
Elliot doesn't look relaxed. He looks upset. Really upset, Elliot. You slurped in his ear.
Can we put Elliot behind a screen so we don't have to look at him looking upset at us?
Yeah, we could get a screen, yeah. Feels mean. We're so high tech. We've got monitors. You don't even have to look at us because he could just look at us through a monitor.
Oh, great.
That might be better for him.
We've got so many things in this room now. Yeah. I think you've done a great job on painting this as well. Well done.
Thank you. Red did that corner. That's the wonky corner.
Red Richardson. Okay, great.
And yeah. I said thank you, but I didn't actually paint anything.
And Andrew came down to help us with the lighting, and then we made him do the podcast as well.
Yeah. While he was here, we thought we'd make him...
Get on the fucking podcast.
You're very good at stuff like this, Andrew. How do you know things about things?
It's his job.
YouTube, yeah.
YouTube.
That's how everybody knows.
Is it?
Yeah, it's how Bo Burnham knows in his inside. That's what he did.
Really?
He must have.
He's been tinkering with it for years, hasn't he?
Yeah. Yes.
But didn't you go to film school?
I did multimedia. So film was like a very small part of it. Yeah.
What's the rest of it?
Programming and other things I don't do. I don't know. It's a really long time ago. To do a lot of programming, web design, stuff like that.
As if you remember anything from university.
Yeah, I remember.
What did you do?
I did a business degree.
Did you?
That's paid off.
Why? I'm all right at business.
What's your business? You don't have a business.
I'm a self-employed businessman.
Someone else. If you were good at business, you'd hire someone else that wasn't you.
Be me?
Yeah, you'd employ someone else.
I could do. You could. I like the idea of employing someone to do your comedy somewhere else. And then you don't have to travel.
That's what somebody did that. Somebody that's... who's that person? Do you know who I mean? The one that did it on Vegas, and then they've hired...
Oh, Boy with Tape on His Face.
Boy with Tape on His Face. He's hired other boys with tapes on their faces.
Yeah.
And maybe a girl with tape on her face. And then they go around and they...
Do his act. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a great idea.
Isn't that lovely?
Franchise 8 Sunil.
Yeah.
The boy with a beard on his face.
I can't imagine it. I'd like it if you had lots of lookalikes and you just sent them off.
I do have lots of lookalikes, though. Any sort of overweight Asian man
that's true.
Can probably pull off this vibe.
Yeah. You could send them out maybe around Christmas time or something. I don't know. I was just thinking about Santa and his elves. And then you could have Sunil and his elves and then you all just go off.
I did used to run a grotto, actually, Andrew.
Shut up.
Yeah, I ran a grotto for a few years.
What?
I was basically the showrunner of a grotto.
For a few, like not just show a few runner, months. You did it. You did it 12 months a year. This grotto was pretty
Christmas
quiet.
Is always
summer.
In the heart. No, I was working in a place that had turned into a grotto every December.
Wow.
And every year I'd be roped into signing everyone in and like make sure the elves were running on time and stuff.
Right.
Make sure the
did you play a role?
I wore all black and refused to get involved in the Christmas spirit whatsoever. So I suppose that's where my business degree and organizational structure, that kind of thing.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Have you ever had a job, Harriet?
Not for a while, though.
What was your last job?
Look, I heard from somebody. I did a podcast recently and they said something which I realized as soon as they said it, only Sunil could have said. They asked some friends of mine about me and they said, so we heard from a friend of yours that it was literally impossible that you could have done anything else apart from comedy.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
But I said you're...
You said incapable.
No, I said your life was ridiculous.
Yes, my life was ridiculous and it was impossible for me to do anything else, which seems insulting.
No. No, it seems like this is the path you're supposed to be on.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Because there's literally no other path.
There's literally no one else. No one could possibly employ you for anything else.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine you working for anyone.
I have. Yeah, and but that they didn't like it.
Yeah, didn't like it one bit, did
yeah,
they?
Then I had to leave. So there you go.
Who did you work for?
I worked for the NHS and I think they can't really fire you because I'd have lots of meetings and they'd say, how are things going? Is there anything we can do? And I think they can't fire you, really, the NHS.
They
can't,
actually. Yeah, I've worked there.
Yeah.
They sort of pushed me out slowly. But yeah, they couldn't actually fire me. They just like...
you're just being pushed out by a woman. The NHS really slowly towards the door and you're refusing to leave.
They did this thing where, like, towards the end of my time there, they were like, can you just meet with us every Monday and tell us what you're going to do in your job this week? And then at the end of the week, they'd be like, "What? So have you done any of these things?" And yeah, that was all it was, really.
And you never did then?
I just left at that point. I was like, I shouldn't be here, should I?
I had to sit in a different room when I kicked a computer over because... I broke the computer and I had to sit in another room.
Accidentally tripped over it or kicked it purposely?
Accidentally, but maybe there was something underneath. Maybe there was a... Have you had a proper job?
I've done a few. I was a rickshaw runner once.
What?
Yeah, for a summer. I thought it was like my first attempt to get fit. I went to Toronto and became a rickshaw runner, taking people from...
How old were you then?
I was 19.
Wow.
And they ran. They didn't cycle. Like, I properly ran.
So you're running people around the
like
city?
Like Roman chariots.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good summer.
Was it?
No.
Yeah.
Pretty bad. No, it wasn't the hugely fruitful money-making scheme that I'd hoped it would be.
Okay.
I didn't even get that fit.
I can't even get my head around this. So you'd have, like... Does it have wheels?
Yeah, it has wheels and a really long kind of handle in the front. And you sort of dip that down to get it going and scoop it up and start running.
And how many people would be in the back?
Well, it was legally two or three. But you'd only ever make money if you could get six drunk
six?
People like hanging on the
but
side.
How do you know how much to charge them?
It was, you were supposed to charge them $5 a person a block. Canadian dollars,
right?
So that could be $15 a block.
Yeah,
a block being every turn on the left,
right?
I think, which is
and
insane.
How did you work out? Did you have to keep that in your head as well?
I mean, yeah.
So you'd have to work every block. You'd have to count.
Yeah,
yeah, but they wouldn't go many blocks, would they?
No, because like you, a 6 minute ride would be like $80.
Yeah, that's where the money
is. Crazy. But you would like. You were not allowed to charge less than that. That was like part of the agreement. But the only way you'd make money is cutting deals with people. They'd see the sign, say that's ridiculous, and then you'd go, I'll do it for $20 the whole way. Yeah.
And that sounds horrible.
Yeah, it was... it wasn't great.
I just can't imagine it. What if there's a hill?
Down, great. Up,
that's
good.
But how would you stop? So you're running...
You wouldn't want to go too fast going downhill. You kind of keep it under control.
Well, what happens if you slow down to a walk?
They get irritated.
Did anyone say, like, hurry up, faster?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, my God.
I had, I don't know if it was actually him, but I had an American footballer, or a huge guy who claimed to be a really famous American footballer called The Fridge, in the back. And I don't know what he looks like or if it was him.
Yeah.
His friend was like cracking up laughing that I didn't know who he was.
Okay.
And look, he might not have been The Fridge, but he gave me like $250 for 10 minutes. And
The Fridge, look.
I'm looking it up.
Like a linebacker or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a 300-pound monster of a man.
Big, big guy.
Line dancer.
He just wanted me to pull him two blocks up a hill, and that was it. And then he gave me $250.
William Perry, nicknamed The Refrigerator.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Keep it to yourself, then.
William.
Can you keep the pictures to yourself? Or?
Do you want
to
see it?
Yeah, I want to see the big lad.
He's a big lad.
What fucking unit that guy is.
He's a big lad. Jesus Christ. Can you see on the video? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, he was big. But
his trousers are too tight.
No bigger.
He shouldn't wear trousers that tight.
They're all tight.
It's cutting off his circulation and his tummy.
It's not cutting off circulation to his tummy.
It is. Look, his tummy.
Blood doesn't go from the legs to your stomach.
Look, his tummy's sticking out. That doesn't seem
That's normal. Trust me. That is normal.
Just said they work.
All right, don't worry about it. Don't even think about it. Actually, that's you now.
All right.
Just to reiterate, Harriet is pregnant.
Yes.
Anyway.
Allegedly.
How long did you survive in this job?
I did it most of the
whole
summer. Yeah, apart from the last 2 weeks when I did door-to-door selling.
Selling what?
Paintballing and beauty treatments, which were done by students. So you'd like ring a doorbell and they were like, I bought this 2 months ago. And you didn't tell me they were students and they burnt my lips or...
Oh my God.
Yeah, fucked up my toes.
Did you move to Canada to do this work? Were you recruited by like an overseas...
Yeah, it was one of those like... just spend a summer abroad, learn about a different culture.
Who organised it? The rickshaw people?
I don't know.
Yeah,
like a... tourism, there was like a Canadian work and travel thing, and then on the website there were like examples of jobs and employers had like a big list,
right?
And I just thought,
and you chose that one.
Well, I thought I'd get fit and really rich.
Any of those happened?
No.
You got fit?
I like from
you would have been.
A little bit from the waist down. The upper body wasn't involved at all, so you just had to kind of grip on. So yeah, pretty good in the legs.
Me and Andrew talk a lot about getting jacked.
We're
on a long conversation.
I think you should have less talking and more doing.
We've both been working hard.
How many biscuits
jacked.
Would you say you've eaten today?
Man's got eight biscuits.
I think double figures.
I haven't eaten double figures.
I think I've had 12.
I think I might have as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You had pizza as well.
Yeah, but there's two of me, so it's fine.
Yeah, this is. You've done all right getting pregnant.
Thank you.
Fair play, I reckon. Well done to you. Andrew, when did you start doing stand-up comedy?
In 2017
he started.
Wow, that's not very long.
No, not very long at all. Yeah.
We've gigged together once.
When?
In a village hall.
Oh, shit, no! Yeah, that wasn't good. That was fun.
That was all right.
It was fun for you.
No, it was all right. They turned on me. I lost them at once.
They turned on you.
But
what
they made...
they have very high standards.
It was Ivo Graham's village hall.
Oh, my God. This is so sweet.
It was very sweet.
Me, Andrew... Andrew is married, of course, to Janine Haruni.
Former guest.
And friend of the podcast. And we drove down and they'd made one of the best dip selections I'd ever tasted.
That was a highlight. That and Ivo bumping his car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was.
What kind of dips?
It was sort of a... It's an American thing.
Yeah.
Cheese and chicken.
Yeah, like a cheesy...
Oh, no.
Cheesy chicken. It was good. It was really salty.
It was really nice.
Nice.
The chicken's all mashed up and you put it in the dip.
In the cheese, isn't it? Yeah. In melted cheese.
Not for me.
You don't like that? Why
no,
not?
No, I just want a classic hummus.
No.
Sour cream and chive.
You can't have sour cream?
Yeah, I can.
Vegan?
Well, not at the moment.
Okay.
The baby's not vegan. That's the problem. We've got disagreeing habits.
Yeah, that was a fun gig. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever gigged together.
No, I don't think so. But
Harriet and I don't gig together anymore either.
No,
really?
No.
Why?
One will book us
no
together.
One books us together.
No, we're doing a lot of clubs like the week after each other or...
Yeah.
Yeah. They've got to keep us apart. Too similar.
Too similar.
The problem.
I was thinking actually about just hiring Harriet out to do my act.
Right, franchise.
Yeah. I can do the stillness. I can do the posture.
I'm actually, I move around a hell of a lot on stage. Actually,
no, you don't.
I actually do. You've only seen me. You've only seen me on very small stages.
So but you're contained.
I don't need no room to move.
I do not get tired.
You get tired.
It's part of the
act.
You
sit down. I've seen you. You can't stand up for the whole time. You sit down and then you look at your notebook and you go, That's your.
I did that one. That's my special. That's my special trick.
And then you look at your watch and you go, oh, God, is that how long I've got left? That's your trademark. You know, it's like a very tired, like fed up. You don't want to be there kind of vibe.
Yeah, I've changed that because they didn't really find that funny in the last couple of gigs.
I think you have to know you to find it funny.
I know, they were genuinely concerned, upset that they'd paid so much money to watch a man be bored of his job. They can do that themselves, can't they? Yeah, well, there we are. Thank you.
So what, the Village Hall gig wasn't very good?
It was okay. They just said they're very high expectations and very specific Ivo Graham-esque taste as well.
I like it when the audience has
low expectations. They love Janine though, they're big fans of hers.
That's true.
So it was you two personally particularly
just taking a fucking hit in the face.
it wasn't that bad. No, it wasn't. But it wasn't that good,
but it was worth it for the dip.
Great dip. And Ivo was parking really, really, can I say this?
He was parking
really, really fast. And and we, Janine expressed concern.
As you know, Janine's been in a very bad car accident. Yeah.
And then he just as he was confidently saying that, like, he understood the length of his car, he just slammed it into another car. Not slammed it, very likely bumped it, but we got out, checked.
I remember when I first met him, he'd just been banned for driving.
Shut up.
Because he'd just passed his test and immediately got 2 speeding tickets, which means you have to retake your test again, like in a year or so or something like that.
Wow.
Because he went through 2 50-mile-an-hour zones in the motorway thinking, nah, they're not going to catch me. And they got him twice in like a 2-mile stretch or something.
Oh my God.
I didn't know they could do that. I thought if they got you once, that was it.
Well, if you do it again, they'll get you again.
Oh my God. I didn't know that. Yeah. What I do is I always follow the car in front at the speed the car in front is going, because then I feel like they'll get in trouble first.
But you will also get in trouble.
No, because I'll know, because if when the flash goes off, then I'll slow down.
You just slam on the brakes.
I'll slow down, then I won't get caught.
Oh, right,
it's actually really smart.
Yeah.
But I'm not like right up behind them. I'm just a bit behind, just watching what's happening. And then if they get, then I'm like, oh, on your own there.
I wouldn't dream of coming to you for driving advice.
Well, I'm just saying, well, I've never been banned, so...
No, but you've caused a number of accidents.
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
Very mild accidents. Angry women.
Right, okay.
What happened?
Well, once I drove into a learner and she was like 17 and she was livid. she said I cried then, actually. I probably talked about this before, but she said I gave her whiplash and I didn't. She was fine. But she was really angry.
It comes on a few days later, you never know.
Well, she said she had at the time. It just happened. She was fine.
Okay.
And then another one was another really angry lady.
Because I crashed. My car got written off by someone else's car on the motorway. And I'm really upset that I didn't claim whiplash, because I definitely had it a few days later. But that would have been,
get good money for that, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I'll drive into you later if you want. you can claim on me.
Okay,
so I'll give you whiplash.
Yeah.
If I push you over quite hard, will that give you whiplash?
Yeah.
Does that come from your insurance then?
I don't know. if we're not in a car at the time?
Well, where am I?
We're just...
Walking.
And then I push you. Can we claim that from Admiral?
Well, you'd be done for manslaughter if I die.
No, you don't die. You don't die, you just get a bit of whiplash.
You'd be done for something bad.
Fine, I'm not going to help you.
I've written off more... I think I've probably written off the most number of cars in this room.
Yeah, I haven't written off any. I've written off a car slowly over years.
Wore it out.
Yeah.
How many cars?
Two. Yeah. First one was my Golf. Someone drove into me on the motorway.
But what were you doing?
I was in the middle. I was fine. It wasn't my fault.
In the middle lane. You always say you shouldn't go in the middle lane.
I was overtaking someone in the slow lane. Fine, yeah. Okay. And then in Italy, head-on collision in a rental car.
I think I heard about that one.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
That one.
Oof. A lot of airbags going.
Really?
Yeah, it's great.
Why?
That's scary. Yeah, and a load of chalk on everyone.
Why chalk?
Yeah.
It's sort of like there's a chalky dust inside as the airbags explode.
Is that oh just dust?
I think it's a sort of like
it's
dust.
Really?
No, it's. I think it's some sort of chalk to keep it dry, maybe. I don't know.
Oh.
I think your car's just dirty.
I think your car. It was a new, it was a brand new Yaris rental car, actually. And then I took it back. I went back to the rental place and they hadn't. They didn't know the car had been written off. And I just dropped the toolbox. I just picked up the toolbox from the from when it was written off and just held it for like a couple more nights on holiday. And then got back to the desk and I was like, here it is. And they went, where's the car? I was like, yeah, have you not heard? Has no one told you? I thought someone would tell you. I honestly thought someone would tell them.
What the?
That the car had been written off.
The car had been written off.
Yeah.
The police would just...
I thought the police would be like, yeah, yeah. But it was in Italy, so I didn't know what was happening.
How did they react?
They were like, oh, well, have you got...
And then did you say, anyway, see you later.
I was like, I've got to get on this plane, man. I've got to go.
There's no point in checking for scratches.
It's gone. It's completely gone, yeah. And they just took your word for it.
Well, because I phoned up the breakdown company they put on their documents to pick up the car, and they made me sign documents and stuff. So I thought they'd have told them, listen, he's gone and written it off.
Whoa.
But yeah, it wasn't my fault again.
Never is.
I just cover a lot of miles. These things don't happen, you know. Yeah, but wow. And then I went and bought the same car for myself because it was safe.
What? Oh, because it's because
if you survived another crash, the airbags were exactly. They didn't break your neck.
Exactly. Yeah.
And lightning's not likely to strike twice.
Don't say that for fuck's sake. Is that wood or veneer?
I don't know. It looks like wood.
I think it's veneer.
Yeah,
what's the difference?
It's very much veneer.
It's MDF with something like
that. Have you got any wooden legs in you? For fuck's sake. Has anyone got any wood?
Wood, sorry.
Yeah, maybe the
legs. Oh, floorboards. Floorboards.
Yeah, floorboards.
God. I don't think you can reach.
Got it.
Andrew, are you emotional?
Yeah, can be.
Great. Right. Great.
You ever crash your car?
Keep getting people that are like Sunil and it's annoying.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
you know about the concept of the podcast, which is that
Sunil finally explained it to somebody.
Yeah, I failed to explain it to a lot of people when they come on and then we ask them to do stuff. But yeah, I don't think you're an emotional person.
Really?
Yeah, I think you're quite a stoical.
I don't know. When I'm watching a Pixar film, I go.
We all do that, man. Just
oh right, okay. Time. Well, then I'm not emotional. Okay. But it's not even the sad bits, it's the like triumphant bits.
Oh, you cry at the happy bits.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, the sort of reunions and the they won and overcame and yeah.
I like videos of dogs.
Just generally
being reunited with soldiers. Their owners like after a year.
Oh my god, I love that so much. I've watched so many of those dog videos.
Yeah. They're really fun
because they do know them and they miss them.
I know,
like humans.
that's right yeah.
And it's so lovely.
No, that's the
and they're so excited to
are
see
you emotional about animals or cartoons or people?
Cartoons,
I think. Fuck animals, fuck people.
I don't know, like the dogs, I love the dogs and their owners, but it doesn't make me cry. Wally.
Yeah, nor me, man.
Makes me cry, yeah.
Yeah, I don't watch Pixar films because I think that they're so manipulative.
Oh, they're good at what they do. Mm. Like when Wally floats through space with the fire extinguisher, that makes me cry. I don't know.
Do you know how it is they get you to bond emotionally with the characters? They make their fucking eyes massive.
Right.
Because it reminds you of a baby.
Babies, yeah. Wow.
It's just manipulation.
You've got quite big eyes though, and your glasses make them look bigger.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you're trying to manipulate everybody into trying to. Yeah, I know.
I feel very bonded to see.
Yeah, that's what he does. That he tries to lure you in like a Pixar film. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm crying now.
What was the last film you cried at?
Geez, I don't know.
Or have you seen?
I watched Raya and the I watch a lot of cartoons.
Yeah.
I watched Raya and the Last Dragon. I didn't cry. But I felt
wet.
A little bit. Yeah.
Felt wet.
You're
watching a children's cartoon. I don't think that is the right phrase.
It's a different meaning for men. Yeah. It's not the same. Like, you shouldn't feel wet at cartoons.
Ocular wetness.
Not, yes, of course, yes.
Not palms or etc.
No. I do, yeah. No.
Wet palms, just nervous watching the cartoon.
I don't really cry all that much. But Pixar,
do you think you should more?
Yeah, probably. I used to as a kid a lot, and then
a little crying.
And then people kind of went at me for it, so I kind of jammed them shut. You know, I could actually feel them as I got older. You know that you feel
feeling.
Like you want to cry, and then there's like compacted salt in the ducts or something. That we're probably both doing it. Are we rocking?
We're learning how to use the video, and Snell is not playing ball. Absolute rebel.
What?
Can't keep his feet down.
All right, there we go.
So, but do you think? I think you seem like a very level person.
Well, I thought that too, but then Janine made me go to therapy. Turns out, repressed.
Sometimes repression's good. You know, it gets you through.
How far into your relationship did she make you go to therapy?
Well, she'd been asking from about 2 months. I acquiesced around 4 years in when it became like last chance saloon. it's like I've got therapy and couples therapy.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and they like link into each other.
Is it the same person?
No, different people. And
but they speak.
They kind of resent you. No, well, I report one to the other. I kind of learned this thing in couples therapy. And I'm like, oh, did you? But they all tie together like those Marvel TV shows and films and stuff, the therapy cinematic universe. Turns out really pushing it down, apparently.
So do you feel better now you've unleashed it, or do you wish you could push it back down again? It feels like there should be a clearer answer after probably all the money that you've spent on it time.
I don't know. It hasn't come out yet. I feel like, but
oh my god, Snow, watch out!
Yeah, I know. So I'm going around like a ticking time bomb.
Don't let it out, man.
This is the space.
Have you thought about so all that stuff you've pushed down and bottled up? Have you thought about letting that drive you to new heights instead of
fuel in the tank? Well, that's sort of what I was thinking. That was how I was rationalizing
all that
probably.
Hate and anger.
Exactly. I'm gonna fucking
crush the competition.
Big beautiful eyes. Bringing up that gig with Ivo.
I mean, I speak to, I think, a lot of my friends actually. That's
good, you should do that.
I was just wondering which of my friends are driven by like hate.
Hello.
How are you? No, I think it's hard to find people who are like not like if you're doing something like this, like comedy, you're trying to prove something, to someone, whether it's you or someone else. I don't know. I guess, but like that's probably not a positive thing.
No.
So we are all to an extent driven by stuff that we probably shouldn't be.
What are you driven by?
Spite, hatred, desire to destroy people.
I don't think you're driven by hate at all.
Yeah, I hide it very well.
You're just bumbling along.
That's the greatest trick the devil ever pulled. Convince everyone he didn't know what he was up to. What are you driven by?
I don't know. Just like
bumbling.
I feel like something like a force like started and it pushed me, and then now I'm just falling. Falling forward and I can't stop. I just can't stop.
It's quite interesting because like, a lot of people would put a story behind themselves and be like, I'm here because I did this, this and this. This is where I wanted to be. Whereas I think most people I'm friends with are like, I don't even know how the fuck I got here. Most people I know are like, don't know how this happened. You just started it and like,
Janine, I she was had started stand up and I just kept making suggestions. She was like, you think it's so easy, you fucking try. And then 4 years later.
Like,
so you were driven by Janine's spite.
Exactly.
But you're enjoying it though.
And then you get into it and you're like, well, I've put a lot of hours in.
It's probably harder to stop than it is to start, I think.
Possibly.
But I don't know anyone who's really stopped.
There's loads of people that have stopped. So many people.
You just immediately forget.
You just block it out. That's what I always say. It's like Stalin's Russia. People get shot and you don't even notice until a few years later. You go, where are they? They've disappeared.
Well, you erase them out of photos, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
You.
Yeah. I tip X the faces.
Oh, I was going to ask, did you cry at your wedding?
I did, actually, yeah.
At the altar?
Yeah. Janine said, well, altar. We were in a registry office with a woman who was really upset.
Your godless altar.
Yeah, yeah. We were like, we've written our own vows. Can we say them? And she let out the deepest, longest exhale. And was like, yeah, it's got to be quick.
Oh, man, yeah. She must have heard some bullshit.
Oh,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, she didn't, God.
She, well, you know what? Because that's the thing. I was like, yeah, prepare yourself. We're entertainers. You're going to like this. And then she didn't.
Think how many like song lyrics she's had to listen to from like dog shit bands.
Yeah.
Like,
that's really mean. Andrew might have had song lyrics.
Yeah, what lyrics did he have?
Blink-182. I don't know.
Wind beneath my wings. Yeah.
Smash Mouth.
A whole new
What's
world.
That tequila song?
Tequila?
Yeah.
The Irish one?
No. What, is there an Irish tequila song?
No, these, like, a mother and her two kids do a song called, I can't remember what they're called, She Drinks Tequila. Mm. Have you ever seen this on YouTube?
Her mother and...
No.
Oh my God. It's like on a thing called Rural TV in Ireland. No, I don't know if that's... it must be a thing. I don't...
Yeah.
But, and it just went crazy viral and they ended up... I think they might have got to number one. They were called... Yeah, it was like a mother playing the piano.
Yeah.
And two like kids, maybe twins, like 18 years old, singing a sort of sexual love song to each other called
Ooh.
She Drinks Tequila. Yeah, it was big.
And that was your wedding vows. That's lovely.
Yeah.
The old incest drinking song.
Yeah.
All right.
What were they?
What
called?
Were your vows though? What did you say?
Private.
Can you say them to me?
Yeah. Yeah. Here
you
we
look
go.
Look into okay. Snail's eyes. Yeah.
All right. And I'll do the lyrics of Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Janine's ones were really, really sweet. She was actually, she totally riffed them apart from like one or two things because she got asked to do comedians giving lectures two days before her wedding. So she spent most of her time writing that. Like on the night of her wedding, I was like making a video in the we went to like a nice hotel and had a dinner and then worked on a video for the end of her comedians giving lectures. It was really special.
Great.
It's good to have priorities. Yeah.
What were your vows? Did you make those up as well?
I was delirious by the time I wrote them the night before the wedding.
Oh my
and
God.
It was I didn't sleep and it was just God knows what I said. I don't even remember. I mean Bobby yelled a Chinese love poem or something.
Yelled. Did not modulate his volume for the it was outdoors though.
Yeah, but it was loud.
It's probably the best time to write something like that is probably close to the time you have to deliver it, I think.
Yeah, but I think by that point you're just so tired, you're just like
but then you're
let's
like
just get it over and done
but then
with.
You're not thinking about anything else except like get these words across rather than like what will I sound like saying these words or like what will I look like if I say this.
Yeah. I was very emotional.
It's like when
yeah
no I'm not gonna say
no go on please
I do this you know Art Brut.
No.
It's people who make art but without realizing what art is because they have like learning difficulties or they have autism or something like that.
Are you calling me an artist?
No, I'm saying... Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'll
take thank
that
you.
Again.
God, thank God for that. I thought it was going to go the other way.
Yeah, no.
Great compliment. Saying I'm a...
Thank you for calling me an artist. Yeah. I appreciate it.
But no, Art Brut is fascinating because it's just like a pure expression of
thank you.
Creativity rather than someone thinking about what am I trying to make here.
Okay.
But it has no value because it's not... Okay, never mind.
Because what?
It doesn't know the rules.
It, when you say it, do you mean me?
The movement of art, yeah.
Right.
It, when I say it, I do always mean you.
Okay,
it's got itself stuck again. It's in the chair over there. It can't get out. It's had all the biscuits.
You had some of those biscuits too. Don't pretend.
Sorry.
Do you want to hear a sad story?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Every episode, Andrew, I tell them a sad story that is designed to try and make Sunil feel something at last. And maybe it might make you feel something as well, but now I'm worried about what's going to come out.
Yeah, it's really
good.
It's barely holding together.
Okay. Fucking hold it together, Andrew, please.
Okay.
Okay, so...
How many sad stories do you have?
Is
this personal?
No. Guess what she Googles.
Oh, right.
Guess what term she Googles. Sad story.
Right, okay, cool. Harnessing the power of Google.
Yep. But oh, no, they're not sad. They're just stupid.
It's right. Just coming up with... No, they're not stupid. It's they're like sad.
Fucking penguin dies or something.
It's come up with... it's advertising a wardrobe that I wanted to buy. Hang on. Man misses out on £5 million lottery jackpot and walks away with just £1,800 despite matching five numbers.
Well, that's not six though, is it?
No. But the Londoner was left gutted.
But that's what five numbers is, 1,000. That's what it usually is.
Yeah, but he wanted the 5 million.
But then he didn't get the six numbers then.
No, but he got five.
But this happens every week to someone.
But this man is, this Londoner is very gutted. And his news agent told him he hadn't won anywhere near as much as he expected he would.
Why did he think he had won it?
Because he got five numbers.
Yeah, but you have to get six to win.
Yes, I think maybe he didn't know that. So dreams can come true or remain just that as a man from Enfield.
What a sentence.
After he came agonisingly close to scooping a £5 million lottery jackpot.
It's not even that close. He's missing
out on the cash prize by just one number. If he'd had one more number.
Like so much more than getting five.
But if he just had one more number, then he'd have 5 million.
The odds of that are huge.
Yeah, but he just needed one. Just one number. That's what he needed.
What is it, like 36 different numbers? Or how many numbers are there? So he had one.
50, isn't it?
Yeah, 50. Just needed one more of them.
He'd have 1 in 45 chance of getting. That's not even that close.
The man, aged in his 60s, purchased his ticket as part of a syndicate from an Enfield newsagent.
Oh, he had to share it.
Oh no.
He's going to be
sad about that as well. I don't know if he knew about that. Yeah. To his amazement, he discovered he had matched five numbers. And although he narrowly missed out on the full prize of 5 million, he thought he would be in for a significant amount of cash. The news agent who served the man said he came into the shop and he was somewhat shocked to discover how little he had won compared to if he had got the crucial sixth number.
But this is obviously not a sad story to you because you're laughing.
And he also matched one of the bonus balls. Then it would have been a million.
Yes, as we all know the rules of the lottery. Yeah.
If he'd got it right, it could have been a millionaire.
The story is just of a man who didn't know what the rules of the lottery are.
Yeah.
He came in with the ticket and it was like a big shock, really, that he hadn't won as much as he hoped he would. It was just disbelief. It's hard to explain the actual feeling.
Is there an interview with him?
The news agent did not want to be named.
But they're an interview with the man.
The news agent didn't want to
be named. Why not?
Yeah.
He said he's a regular customer, a lively guy. He's well known in the area. Everyone knows he won and was just short of that one jackpot. And everyone just felt for him. He said, £1,800, how far does it go these days?
Like, he just won £1,800.
It's a sad story.
It's a sad story.
It should be a happy story. He's won £1,800.
The news agent can only pay out £500 in prize money, as we had to send the man away empty-handed and cursing his luck. Another customer, they've got the real scoop here, another customer who was in the shop at the same time said he saw the man looking flustered as he asked the newsagent to double check if that was all the money he'd get. And he said he looked gutted. It's not every day that someone misses a jackpot by one number.
It is though. It's almost every time it happens.
I felt sorry for him because you want to hear happy news. If they're lucky, you hope a bit of good luck rubs off. It's better not to win anything than being so close to winning a fortune that puts you in another league. But £1,000 doesn't.
That's a bad attitude, isn't it?
That's a bad... Obviously, winning £1,800 is better than nothing.
Yeah.
Which is the sad bit of the story?
The news agent says that near misses are not that unusual.
That is it? That's the sad bit.
Because I had a man last year. He had won £12,000, but it could have been 6 million if he'd got all the numbers.
So what? Was he sad that he won £12,000?
Fuck off. This is not...
People hate it when they get five and not six.
Yeah, we know that. How many times and how many different ways can you tell us what happened?
Another man here, he does the same numbers every week. He didn't do it that week and all the numbers came up.
That's a sad story. That's a super sad story.
When asked if he thought his shot was lucky, he revealed he had at least one person who had won big money in the past. It's a good feeling to hand back the ticket and says there's something big here. But the shop is definitely lucky for me. It was run down when I first got it, and I've done well. Well, this is a happy story.
How long is this fucking story? Can I have your phone, please, a minute? Can I just please have the phone? Harriet, please give me the phone that you're looking at the story on. Right, this is on mylondon.news, which is like the worst website. This is like AI-generated stories.
They got the scoop. They got the news agent. They went and found the other customer that was in the shop at the time.
This is not a scoop.
Yeah, they got the real scoop because they had to track down that customer. They probably used CCTV to find out who was in the news agents that
day. This is stuffed with adverts and they just made you click on it because you're an idiot.
What do you feel, though? Do you feel sad? Feel sad?
No, I'm just looking, reading the other stories. They did a story the other day, like saying, like on this website, mylondon.news, where it was about a town that I used to go on holiday in North Wales called Aberaeron, and they basically just lifted it all off Wikipedia. But like the opening sentence was, Aberaeron is not only a town, but it is also an electoral district. And then the last sentence of it was like, Aberaeron is easily accessible from London within a 5-hour, 51-minute drive. It's absolutely
nonsense. How did that make you feel?
Sad.
Give me my phone back. You looking at it. Secrets.
No. What secrets?
I don't have any secrets. Thank you so much for coming, Andrew. It's been very fun to have you as a guest
in our new studio. You've christened it.
There we
yes.
are.
You've christened it.
Incredible.
Yes. Everyone, if you want to join us on Patreon, we become weekly and you can see the new studio.
Yeah, and if you've got any suggestions on how we ought to decorate it, then let us know as well.
Do let us know, yeah.
Harriet's
there's been
not
a lot of arguments.
Me buy the artwork I want to buy.
There's been a lot of arguments.
Because she says it's ugly, but I think that's a subjective opinion. Aesthetics is quite a subjective opinion.
But I think what Sunil chooses is ugly. So it's a difficult.
I think what you choose is ugly.
It's not.
Shit.
Well, I know it is.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not. What I choose is nice. What you choose is ugly. That's the whole point.
Andrew stirred this up earlier as well, so
Andrew's on my side.
He's Andrew's on her side.
You and Bobby just like ugly
things.
He took
me aside. What? He's married to you.
Oh, that's so mean.
Can't say your husband likes ugly things and be married to him.
No, that was you're just calling me ugly
you
now.
You just called yourself
you're
ugly.
I didn't
you
call
called yourself
ugly.
You said
you're
Bobby
ugly.
Loves ugly things and he loves you.
He loves you too.
Well, then we're both ugly.
He said he loves me as well.
Oh, he's got us all.
He's calling us all.
It doesn't mean anything anymore.
This okay. is the saddest thing.
And he loves Sunny the dog.
No, don't call Sunny ugly. No, that's so mean.
I'm not. I'm saying what you said was mean.
Oh.
Anyway, you're not getting any of your fucking artwork on the wall.
I think we've all got good hearts and that's all that matters. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode of my new solo podcast, sponsored by Jimmy's Iced Coffee.
Thank you for listening. Andrew, do you have anything to promote or any gigs coming up?
To promote? Jeez. I didn't know that
online?
Was coming.
Yeah, I mean,
anything
social
online,
media handles.
Go on
Andrew Nolan, okay, and I might do something again. There's old videos there.
Nice.
I might put some new ones. Andrew Nolan, okay. There we are.
Sweet.
Pretty exciting.
Pretty good. You can follow us on Why Is Harriet Crying? Or I'm Harriet Kemsley. Sunil is...
at Sunil Patel Sunil. Solutions on Instagram.
For God's sake.
And at Sunil D. Patel on Twitter. Should change that at some point, but to change scares me. Also, please... fucking, I don't know. Come to Aberystwyth Comedy Festival if this comes out in time. 5th of October. No, next weekend. October.
I don't know. I think you'll be out in time. Yeah, next
week. Tomorrow.
Next Tuesday. Yeah, week tomorrow. Yeah.
No, too late. It's this weekend. okay, in that case, please subscribe to my new podcast.
No, stop
which
it.
Which I'll be recording in this studio with my own artwork.
I won't let you in.
And
no.
If there's any artists out there, I'd like to commission a line drawing of an alien on
no.
a skateboard smoking a spliff and no. it's saying, toke me to your dealer.
That's ugly.
That's cool.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.